It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Demonstrators plan to mark today the anniversary of the death of Devon Bailey in Colorado Springs. Bailey was a black teenager shot and killed by Springs police. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The plan is to march in the evening around Bailey's southeastern Colorado Springs neighborhood, wearing purple and black, and to continue calling for increased police oversight. Last November, a grand jury in El Paso County found police officers Alan Van Land and Blake Evanson were justified in their use of force against Bailey. Bailey's family filed a federal lawsuit in June against Van Land, Evanson, and the city of Colorado Springs, stating the excessive force violated Bailey's constitutional rights. In the meantime, Colorado Springs City Council is moving forward with a Police Accountability Commission, although some in the community have expressed concern that the effort isn't strong enough to make lasting change. For KRCC News, I'm Elena Rivera.
It's Colorado Day, recognizing Colorado statehood, and admission is free at all 41 state parks. Bridget Koschel is a state parks official. She says rangers will be looking out for any violations to health and safety guidelines.
They can potentially close a park or a specific area in a park if maximum capacity is reached or if social distancing is not being practiced.
State officials ask that visitors wear a face mask when passing people on trails and spend time only with people from the same household. Rocky Mountain National Park is accepting reservations for September. The park introduced a timed entry system in June to meet the federal, state, and local COVID-19 reopening requirements. Visitors will pay a fee for each day they will be in the park. The White House and Microsoft are still working out details of a proposed sale of the app TikTok to get it away from Chinese ownership. There is concern that China is using the app as a tool of espionage. Colorado Republican Representative Ken Buck has introduced a bill to ban TikTok from federal devices.
And I believe they are. I want to see more evidence of it, but I understand where the president is coming from, and I'm very concerned about China's purposes.
The video app is owned by the Chinese company ByteDance. Microsoft says it's continuing negotiations to buy the app. Colorado weather is sunny and hot in the west. A chance for thunderstorms this afternoon along the Front Range. This is CPR News.